Deploy AI coding agents without exposing source code. For years, enterprise adoption of AI coding agents ran into the same wall. The tools were capable, the productivity case was clear. But letting an autonomous agent write and execute code meant granting a third-party provider access to proprietary source files, internal configurations, and sometimes live infrastructure. For CISOs operating under GDPR, HIPAA, or SOC2, that was a non-starter. The result? AI coding agents stayed confined to sanitized sandboxes and personal licenses. Developers who wanted more found workarounds, routing internal context through unauthorized channels, creating exactly the kind of shadow IT exposure security teams feared. That structural deadlock broke in May 2026. A wave of releases, anchored by announcements at Anthropic's Code with Claude London conference, introduced an architectural shift that separates where AI thinks from where AI acts. The story isn't about cheaper tokens, though costs did drop sharply. It's about who controls the execution environment. The core problem: autonomy requires a runtime. Text-based AI interactions carry limited risk. A prompt goes out over HTTPS, a response comes back, the loop closes. Autonomous agents are different. When an agent is asked to refactor a microservice, run a test suite, or generate a database migration, it enters a continuous execution loop. Receive task. Generate code. Execute in sandbox. Read output. Iterate. That loop requires a live runtime, file systems, packages, execution environments. Until recently, those runtimes lived entirely on vendor infrastructure. Enterprises faced a forced choice: grant the agent real autonomy and accept that proprietary code leaves the perimeter, or restrict execution and reduce a capable agent to an expensive auto-complete tool. This is the trap that kept powerful AI tooling out of regulated industries and that sent developers around it through unofficial channels. The architectural fix: separate the brain from the hands. The infrastructure Anthropic shipped in May 2026 resolves this by drawing a clean boundary. The agent's orchestration logic, planning, context management, error recovery, stays on Anthropic's managed infrastructure. But the execution environment, where code is actually written, compiled, and run, moves inside the customer's own perimeter. Two capabilities make this work together: self-hosted sandboxes. Rather than streaming proprietary files to a vendor-managed cloud container, self-hosted sandboxes let the agent trigger execution inside infrastructure the enterprise already controls. Through integrations with providers like Cloudflare, Daytona, Modal, and Vercel, teams can spin up ephemeral containers inside their own VPC. The agent orchestrates work in that container, compiling, testing, reading output, and only the test results flow back to the model. Raw source code never crosses the enterprise edge. When the task ends, the container destroys itself. The result is a runtime with zero persistent footprint and no vendor access to sensitive files. MCP tunnels. Sandboxes solve the execution problem, but a capable agent also needs context: internal documentation, bug trackers, private APIs, database schemas. Opening inbound firewall rules or allow listing external IP ranges to grant that access is a compliance problem on its own. MCP tunnels solve this through a reverse connection architecture. Rather than waiting for an inbound request from the cloud, a lightweight proxy deployed inside OHAP, the corporate network, initiates an outbound-only, encrypted connection to Anthropic's infrastructure. When the agent needs internal data, the request travels down that established tunnel to the proxy, which validates it against defined access controls before querying internal systems and returning a text payload. No public endpoints, no inbound firewall openings. The enterprise network stays invisible to the internet. Why this matters now? The FinOps dimension. The architectural shift arrives at a moment when the economics of AI agents have also fundamentally changed. Running an autonomous coding task that costs $7 to $10 in early 2025 now costs under $1.50, a roughly 14 times reduction. while accuracy on benchmark engineering tasks has roughly doubled. Cross-compatible models like Alibaba's Qwen 3.7 Max, which adopt the same standardized protocols, add further pricing leverage and optionality. For FinOps and IT leadership, this matters beyond the per-task cost. A dramatic drop in token prices is irrelevant to the business case if a single data exfiltration event triggers a multi-million dollar regulatory action. The new architecture makes the math work on both dimensions simultaneously. Agents can now run at scale across CI/CD pipelines, vulnerability patching workflows, compliance checks, without expanding the threat surface. That combination is what moves AI agents from pilot programs to production infrastructure. Implementation blueprint for tech leaders. For organizations ready to move from evaluation to formal governance, the path forward breaks into four phases. Phase 1, audit shadow AI exposure. Before deploying compliant infrastructure, understand what's already running outside it. Identify personal AI agent licenses in use across engineering teams, map which internal context is being routed through unauthorized endpoints, and establish a baseline. The goal is to consolidate on a governed workspace before mandating it. Phase 2. Provision ephemeral edge runtimes. Configure isolated container environments inside your corporate infrastructure to serve as the execution layer for agent workloads. Serverless containers or local Docker daemons configured with zero persistent storage ensure all data is wiped cleanly when a task ends. No code leaves, no state persists. Phase 3. Deploy MCP proxies with strict scope. Stand up outbound only. MCP tunnels using official Helm charts or container configurations. Manage tunnel tokens and TLS private keys inside hardware security modules or enterprise key vaults. This is Tier 0 infrastructure. Treat it accordingly from day one. Phase 4. Enforce resource level access controls. Bind all internal tools and data sources behind OAuth layers tied to your primary identity provider. Restrict proxy scope to explicit subdomains and resource types. An agent that can read architecture documentation should not be able to pivot to payroll data. That boundary needs to be enforced at the network layer, not just assumed. A note on security hardening. MCP proxies handle sensitive context after inner TLS termination. Treat those endpoints with the same rigor as any Tier 0 system. Network segmentation separating MCP infrastructure from production applications. Strict audit logging on all tool requests and regular scope reviews as agent use cases expand. The outbound-only tunnel model eliminates a major attack vector, but the proxy itself becomes a high-value target. The security posture of the deployment is only as strong as the access controls wrapped around it. What this signals for the industry. The announcements from May 2026 reflect a broader market convergence. Google launched agent sandboxing at Google I.O. the same week. OpenAI announced an on-premises Codex deployment with Dell. The pattern is consistent: managed intelligence at the cloud layer, controlled execution inside the customer perimeter. For cloud infrastructure leaders, the practical implication is straightforward. The competitive advantage no longer belongs to organizations that can access frontier AI models. That's table stakes. It belongs to organizations that have built the secure, isolated, and governed environments that let those models operate at scale without creating new risk. That infrastructure work is now both available and necessary. Cloud Latitude advises enterprise IT and cloud infrastructure teams on navigating decisions exactly like this one, evaluating architecture trade-offs, building governance frameworks, and deploying AI capabilities without compromising security posture, at no cost